The United States Navy Band. With this theme, the Work Projects Administration of the Federal Works Agency opens another transcribed program by the United States Navy Band under the leadership of Lieutenant Charles Benter, Charles Brendler, Assistant Leader, conducting. We hear this famous band first in a descriptive number, Gate City. Now we hear the band in a thrilling march, Pasadena Day. We pause briefly at this point in our program to hear a short talk by Mr. Donald M. Nelson, coordinator of National Defense Purchases. In his official capacity, Mr. Nelson is the largest purchaser of materials in the world. Formerly merchandising manager of the world's largest retail store, Mr. Nelson brings to the government the wealth of experience so necessary in procuring the vast amount of materials needed for our national defense program. Mr. Nelson.
Both as a businessman and as an official of the National Defense Commission, I have come to appreciate the enormous contribution the Work Projects Administration is making to the welfare of the nation. As a businessman, I have long been impressed by the contribution the WPA is making to economic recovery. By providing self-respecting work and wages for millions of unemployed, the WPA has stimulated the flow of purchasing power, thus helping merchants to sell their goods and enabling factories to maintain production. In return for the wages made available by the Federal Work Program, the WPA workers have created a vast array of badly needed community improvements and services. Roads and streets, parks, playgrounds, schools, hospitals, airports, as well as white-collar services. The work program has indeed been a good business proposition, paying dividends both in economic recovery and in social betterment. I have also noted the valuable services that the Army of WPA workers has been able to perform in disaster emergencies, floods, hurricanes, droughts, when help is needed and needed quickly. Today, too, in our great emergency of national defense, the WPA is repeating its record for quick emergency services. As everybody knows, the great problem in national defense is to get things done in a hurry. Private employers, although they're eager to cooperate in the great task of national defense, often find it difficult to shift quickly from their regular tasks to meet the requirements of the Army and Navy. It is in this situation that we have discovered the value of the WPA organization. WPA workers can be quickly turned to national defense work. This year, 40% of the WPA force is expected to carry out national defense projects, airports, strategic roads and streets, and various types of work in connection with arsenals and armories. In addition to this work on defense projects, the WPA is helping to train thousands of its workers in mechanical skills that are badly needed in the defense industries. I think that those who were responsible for the great WPA experiment of providing work for the workless and wages for the destitute have built better than they knew. They thought they were building an organization for economic and social betterment in times of peace. We find now that this same organization can render valuable services in times of national defense emergencies.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Again, the United States Navy Band snaps to attention, and we will hear another march, Glory of the Trumpets. Continuing with this stirring military music, we will hear National Emblem March. Thus, we bring to a close a transcribed program by the United States Navy Band under the leadership of Lieutenant Charles Benter, Charles Brendler, assistant leader, conducting. This program was presented by the Work Projects Administration for the education and entertainment of the public.